Hello, welcome back to another episode of The Clever DJ, episode number 10. I'm Ilya.
And I'm Nino. We're very excited for this episode. Yes.
It's been a little while. It's been a little new month.
Yeah.
March.
It's March? Yeah.
Well, we were recording ahead of time.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, what are we talking about today?
Oh, we have a good topic for you guys. I was checking online, and I found this on actually Facebook Marketplace. And if you guys know Groupon, this is like equivalent to Groupon. I think it's in the States, but it's popular everywhere. BarkBox, right? And they had this promo. It didn't say the company name or anything. It says wedding DJs starting from $600. And that really triggered a lot of DJs, especially at this Facebook company, Facebook page that I'm currently on. And a lot of them just like, what? $600? Like, how? How do you even charge that much? Right? And
I'll tell you how.
How do you do it?
You pretty much start off not knowing what you're doing, not being able to charge anything more than that. 600 is actually great for me. That's your 2000.
Well, I
when you charge 2000, that's when I charge 600. Or like that's when you charge $1,500. That's when I charge 600.
Well,
but I had gigs for 1,000 already, over 1,000, right? Like I worked my way up there, but I had to start somewhere.
Well, especially if you don't have wedding DJ experience, it's a lot different.
Oh, wait, that's for weddings?
That's for weddings specifically. So
the lowest I was going to go for a wedding was $800.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
But weddings is a different animal altogether because you're not just DJing wedding. There's a lot of moving parts to just to weddings itself.
You do everything there. Well, depends on...
It all depends, but Well, here in Canada, well, Toronto, Canada, the average cost of a wedding DJ, and this is, I just checked this up on Google, it's from $500 to $2,000. So
what a big gap.
It is.
That's an average?
That's the average, right? So in between there is the average. But
well,
it goes up from
$800.
It goes
not at the lowest.
Yeah.
I would charge more today. I never did it, that wedding, right? He never signed with me. Like he never actually booked me. But I would have done it for $800. I'm happy he didn't because that guy was too much. But $1,000 probably would be something what I would charge right now.
You'll be surprised, man. It's tough to get, especially in the market these days. It's pretty tough to get a DJ for under $1,500 is really tough. Like I've been finding, like, because I have a team with me, I've been trying to sell my team and stuff. Like that's not even including just getting me personally, because there's add-ons when you book with me personally, right? But $1,500, $2,000 is the average we're trying to sell to clients, and a lot of them are not biting. It's the economy right now. It's hard.
Here's the thing. You have your wedding wire, you have your Facebook, you have your Google reviews, and all of them are amazing. You have all this content, you have all these stories on all these platforms. You're extremely like marketed, right? Like you have all this content and you have all of these testimonials, and they're not biting.
They're still not
with
biting.
You either.
Yeah.
So you're expecting me to charge anything more than $600?
Like, yeah.
Right? When I'm just starting out, now that I have content, I have some clients, I have testimonials, now I'm charging more. I'm charging $800, $900, $1,000.
You haven't done a wedding yet. That's a thing.
And especially that, if I haven't done a wedding, I'm not going to charge anything more than $800 to $1,000.
Yeah.
Just because I don't feel right charging them that.
It's
right?
Tough because the average couple has never actually gotten a DJ before. They don't know what to expect from DJ. Yeah, they hear from people like, okay, what they figure in their head, okay, what is the DJ doing? They're just playing music, right? $200, $300. That's in their head.
So disrespectful.
It is, right? But they don't know. They're not informed. And that's our job, to inform them that we do more than just playing music, man. We it's pretty much the soundtrack to their wedding. Yeah. Right.
Let's just say that it's hard to say what's the most important part of a wedding, but I'd say a DJ is one of the most important parts. You'd be fine without flowers. It wouldn't look as nice. You'd be fine with a lot of different things, but without a DJ, even without a coordinator, because the DJ would be able to set up a lot of coordinator-related things. Like, you've done that.
Yeah.
So many times.
I have.
They didn't have a coordinator.
They didn't have a coordinator, and that's on them. And I was surprised to, like, okay. There was times that I just was going to DJ there. But I didn't expect to do coordinated, but I have to.
I see you setting them up. Okay, you're going to go in first. You're going to go in second.
Yeah.
You're telling them when to cut the cake. Literally, you did two jobs in one event, right?
Yeah.
So a DJ is extremely important, but you have to kind of sell that to them when you speak to them on the phone or, you know, your first email.
That's the thing. They don't know what to expect. They don't know that they need a coordinator to coordinate. But then you're put on the spot because you're the person.
How do you not know that?
Digging the music.
That's common sense.
First wedding. So they're dealing with so much stuff, with wedding related stuff. Right?
I don't know.
It's too much.
I'm not married. Way before I even started DJing, I knew that it's common sense to have a coordinator. Unless you're just such a pro and you just know how to organize everything. My client, who is an amazing event planner, she could probably coordinate her own wedding, like, no problem.
Could.
But she's busy. She won't have time, so she'll need a coordinator.
That's the thing. A lot of couples think, okay, we can coordinate our wedding to save money, right? But not thinking, okay, what's involved until they get a month, 2 months closer to the date, and then they're like, oh my God, we forgot about so many things. And then, you know, this thing, we forgot the flowers, the limo.
Yeah.
What's going to go? How's going to... It's too much, man. Yeah, but it's tough. And a lot of things that can cause the price to go up is, of course, MCing, right? Yeah. If you need to MC, we always ask up front if you guys need to MC. So we include it in all our packages just to make everything streamlined and easier.
Honestly, I believe MCing should be just a basic given.
It is.
Feature.
Usually. But a lot of DJs don't MC. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really an MC yet. I try. I'm getting more comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard. Most people I spoke to told me it took them a couple of years to really get into this.
Of course, man.
So
it's not easy.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a DJ, you have to learn how to DJ properly for the wedding, right? So that's the first thing I learned, like DJing first, and then MCing had to come as experience went, and I wasn't good at it at the beginning too as well. So it's just a thing that you have to do it to get better at it.
Yeah.
Right. There's no way around it. Now there's a lot. Now the average price for wedding DJs in US now is $500 up to $4,500.
Yeah. They make money there.
They make a lot of money in the US, man. And they charge more too. And then their dollar is a lot higher too, man.
Yeah. We actually have quite a few listeners from the US. We see all the stats. So a lot from Canada, but a nice chunk of people watching from the US, like maybe 20%, 30% of people watching from the US.
Yes.
And then there is like 10% from all around the world. Quite a few from the UK as well.
Africa,
mm-hmm. India.
Wow.
Yeah. We had someone from Brazil.
Really?
I believe. Yeah. So I wonder what they think about some of the things we're saying here in Canada.
Yeah. It's a little different how weddings go in the US. Their weddings are a lot shorter. They do 4 hour weddings.
That's
instead
it?
Of
our, no
ours here is like almost 10 hours on average.
4 hours?
Yeah, 4 hours.
Do they have and a then party they get, after?
They do. It's included. Usually it's just dinner and then straight into dancing. And dancing is just usually 2 hours to an hour and a half.
And they charge $4,500.
Yeah.
Wow, that's moved.
So lucky, man.
Let's go.
We have. What time do our dance floors start? At like 8 or 9? And then we have
eight
to go
if you're lucky. What do you mean?
1 o'clock in the morning. So you're thinking 4 to 5 hours.
I mean,
dance
if they're
floor.
Lucky, 8.
Yeah. No, this is the norm here in Canada. Like Toronto. Well, not, I think in Canada in general, right? Here in Ontario especially.
Yeah.
So there.
8 the earliest, 10 the latest. some no, weddings.
Well, depends if the DJ sucks.
No, remember, we just couldn't start. They were so disorganized. And we're like, when is the dance floor going to start? There were at least three or four weddings.
Oh, the start. I thought you were talking about the end.
No.
Yeah. Some weddings start at 10 o'clock, some or, even 11, right?
You know, certain people who just leave super early, certain like ethnicities, like they just like don't stay for the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. 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 We don't have to mention the ethnicities.
Yeah.
Really
but
much, right?
We actually spoke about it a couple episodes ago.
We did.
It depends, right?
It depends. It depends a lot of things. Like the prices should be, I'd say market value is $1,500 and up. But of course, it depends on your experience. If you've done weddings before, your reputation as a DJ. Now, if you have a sort of a name in the DJ community in your area, you can afford to charge a lot more, right? Mm-hmm. $2,000, $25,000, $3,000, depending on your reputation and then what you can bring. If you can MC, especially your add-ons and stuff, like if you have a photo booth, if you have like moving heads, uplights, those are factors that'll raise the price pretty quick, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of things too. Your experience. Now, if you've been doing it for over like 10, 15, 20 years, of course, you have that experience. You have that track record that you definitely will be able to deliver, like getting the night of their wedding, right? So that's what they're paying for, your experience, right? Even if they're paying for your hourly rate. It doesn't matter how long your actual wedding is. It took you 20 years to get there. So
yeah, same for everything else. I used to fix computers or build websites, and they would complain. They would say, not everyone, but a few people would complain.
And for
say,
sure.
Oh, it only took you 20 minutes. How come you're charging me $200?
Yeah.
I'm like, would you rather it took me 4 hours?
Yeah.
I did it in 20 minutes because I'm a pro, because I know what I'm doing, yeah. Right? And you're paying for that. Like,
exactly.
And when I asked him, would you rather it took me 4 hours? And he's like, actually, okay. I just like, I don't understand why it's so much. And then I literally decided to spend half an hour to teach him everything I did. And at the end, he gave me a tip.
Exactly, right?
Because he was like, yo, I didn't understand that's everything you had to do for me.
Exactly.
You know, before.
That's exactly how DJing, like weddings, like go as well. Good analogy.
Perfect. Yeah.
Right. Another factor that will raise the price is the date. Right. Saturdays are peak hours, peak days. Right. So it's really hard to get good DJs. A lot of the good DJs are booked already for Saturdays in advance. I'm booked until 2026. So for Saturdays,
2026, right? Already.
Yeah. I'm getting booked on 2026 already.
Recently, you told me 2025. Holy
yeah, wow. 2025 is already. It's pretty much booked for all Saturdays, right? But and then it comes Fridays and then Sundays. But you'll be surprised. There's a lot of Thursday weddings now. So
yeah, I've been to a few with you. Thursdays, yeah. Wednesdays.
Wednesdays as well.
I'm like, I'll never have my wedding on a Wednesday or a Thursday.
But you never know. Sometimes it's because of their horoscope, their stars online.
Okay, but not because I'm trying to save money is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Right, it'll be on a Saturday, so everyone's comfortable. Everyone gets to stay.
Everyone gets to stay, and sleep in the next day. But then sometimes there's a long weekend on a Monday.
My wedding's gonna be a weekend event.
Yeah,
I'm gonna book all the units around. You know, at the spot where you DJ in Northridge Inn.
Yeah, Northridge.
Yeah,
that's sick.
Is it Northridge Inn or Northridge?
Northridge Inn.
Yeah. That was a nice spot. And
wicked
how
spot.
Wild are the weddings there?
Always,
because they
wild.
Can all drink.
Yeah,
and stay there, and they're all in the vacation mode.
They know nobody's gonna drive. They just really literally crawl to their room, literally. So it's
what
fun.
A wild spot.
It's fun, man. And and then we have to drive. We have to pack up and then drive home 2.5 hours. But then that's why I charge so much, because
that's like because the best that, nap, right? I get on the way back.
Yeah, you're sleeping. I'm driving.
I'm like, bro, I'm gonna stay awake,
bro. When I do it myself. I usually book a hotel nearby. So, yes. Sometimes I get to stay at Northridge too. Yeah, in one of the cottages. I used to stay in the
trailer?
The trailer there.
That's pretty cool.
Yo, that's cool. It's fun there, man.
How well is it insulated? Is it like cold in there?
No, it's well insulated. Really, really, really nice. Well.
We should stay there together one day sometime.
Okay. right. Let's get back to the actual question. Oh, well, the actual topic, which is the BarkBox Groupon thing. So $600 wedding DJs. I don't know. But you know what the thing is?
The thing is, you should never hire a DJ for $600 for your wedding. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah, well.
It's one of your most important events of your life, well, which you know, you'll most likely only have once, maybe twice.
Well, the thing is, I agree. Some like, DJs have to start somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And if you need to charge like low, I believe in being transparent with the couple and saying, "Yo, I'm a DJ. I've DJed bars, clubs, and you know small events and stuff, but I haven't DJed a wedding yet." But I have shadowed a mentor or been around a mentor that's shown me the way. So I have an idea of how to do it. But I'm being transparent with you. And I'm not going to charge you super professional wedding DJ prices. I'm going to charge you what I charge you. And it's an introductory price to get you started and for me to have experience too. If you do it that way, I think it's a win-win.
That's what I also did for some of my clients. When I just started out getting all these clients on my own, I was super transparent because I did not want to have a certain expectation there and then not deliver. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, like, I know what I'm doing, but I don't have certain types of experience that you would get from people who did it for 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I showed them a mix of mine. I told them what kind of experience I have, and they were comfortable with it. And I said, that's why I charge you $300. Not 600 or 600, not 1200, right? Depends on the event. And after 3, 4, 5, 10 gigs, my prices started going up by 100, 300 bucks, 500 bucks, right? I did the same event, two events. One I did for like 600 bucks and the next one I did for almost 1100, right? So I already knew I can do this. But being transparent is super important.
It is, especially when you're starting something that you don't.
Super important.
You're not really familiar with, especially wedding DJs. Wedding DJing is a different animal, and you want to be transparent to the couple if you don't want to ruin their day, right?
Yeah, I know some or a lot of DJs just learn the basics and they just try to make money.
Yeah.
Right,
that's terrible though. It's especially using their wedding for a practice grounds.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Man. I can't.
I'd feel terrible with that.
Something. Imagine you hire someone for a birthday or something, right?
Yeah.
And then they just crash your event. I mean, they just ruin your event.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. How would you feel, right?
Terrible. I'd be like, what the hell is this guy? Right? Why'd we hire this guy?
So that's why I make sure that. They know everything.
And then they can help you as well with the music and stuff, with the program. You can deal with it together.
I build great relationships. Like right now, my previous clients who were well aware that it was one of my first gigs, or my first gig even, my first one called me back, said, hey, we have another event.
Yes.
We want you and only you,
and,
right?
And that's the thing
and
about you.
Loved it.
You have good PR skills and you know to talk and just have a good relationship with your customers and clients, right? So they can get you back. With weddings, usually, it's only a one-shot deal, though. That's the thing. But having a good relationship with the couple before you go into that wedding is very important, so you have the connection. With the
exactly, couple. And you can make a bad impression or a good impression on so many different people. There's the couple, all of their guests, who are also gonna have weddings or something, right?
Yeah,
the coordinator,
and they will definitely recommend you if you do an amazing job, right?
So when you go into a wedding, you gotta be ready.
So it's a different animal. So I understand why DJs charge that low, but. If you're charging that low, you sometimes it's like you get what you pay for. Yeah. You get your money's worth. Sometimes some DJs don't think about it. It's a risk sometimes, right? Especially if that's, okay, all in, just to get the gig, $600, get us and then we'll book with you now. Sometimes they don't even show up. A lot of horror stories where DJs don't even show up
for
the
gigs.
Bro, what do you do? They have to look for DJs like last minute.
It's gonna cost them way more.
Yeah,
way more than what they were. That's the thing.
When you don't go for a professional that has a contract, has certain steps taken, has insurance as well. That's what happens sometimes.
Yeah,
you take that risk. So,
all right. So, I think what people should take from this is don't charge more than you should earn, than what you're worth, but also don't devalue yourself.
Yeah,
don't and devalue then make yourself. All of us pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, $600 for a wedding is ridiculous. I mean, a lot of these people keep charging that price over and over again.
Just to get more gigs or just to fill up their calendar. And that's wrong.
Do you agree that what we said, as a beginner, you're allowed to do it once or twice just to kind of get the experience?
You do.
But then you got to raise your prices.
You got to
right
start
after.
Raising it once you start seeing, like, if you get good results from your client and you do an amazing job, right?
Okay. It shouldn't take you more than 3 or 4 attempts, yeah. right? Like, I mean, if you're doing it for 5 or 6 or 7 weddings and it's still bad, you probably shouldn't be doing it anymore until you get better. All right, so what's next?
Yeah, so the next thing that'll drive the price up is the number of hours. So if your hours are, if you go overtime now, especially, if it's set to stop at 1 a.m., and then you want it to end, right? You want it to go to 2 or 3 if the venue allows. And of course, we'll charge another $100, $150 on top of that, depending on your prices, right? And especially if you start with the ceremony, of course, the ceremony sometimes starts really early, around lunchtime. You have to set up, longer hours, more pricing differences, right? Another thing is equipment. Equipment, what you bring,
your packages,
as well,
right?
How much equipment you have to bring. Like, yeah, if you get ceremony, you have to get another set of speakers for just a ceremony. You have to have a wireless microphone. You have to have a stand. You have to have whatever player, a controller or a laptop or iPad to use there. So you have another setup there. If you set up lights for your main system, if you have moving heads or uplights, yeah, there's so much equipment that you can bring and that will raise the price.
You charge them for a stand?
Not necessarily, but it's something that we have to bring,
oh
right?
Oh, my God, dude. Even
I wouldn't. I charge them for the cord, the XLR cord, the air that they breathe, stuff like that. Nah, it's all good, man. So,
but
yeah.
The extra speakers and everything, I understand. Of course, lights and everything.
Yeah, that's stuff that'll just raise the prices. And then, of course, office expenses, the stuff that you don't see, our preparation, our the hours that we put into actually preparing your crates, your music, and to integrate it in the actual night. It takes, yeah, your phone calls, your emails, answering emails back and forth, administrative stuff, record pools, what is it? Gas as well.
Yeah, I find that if the event is, let's say we show up around 2 p.m. and then we finish by 1 a.m.
We finish at 1, then we still then have another hour to...
So about 12 hours, right? But then I always find that it's about double to triple the time of the event.
Yeah.
You don't just charge them for the 12 hours, you charge them for 24. Because there's so many other things that are actually included.
Oh, yeah, man. We're literally the first people to get there and the last to leave. Other than the employees who work at the actual venue.
And they're the last to leave because they have to kick us out first.
Yeah, they have to kick us out. They have to close the actual venue. Yeah. So that's the only reason why they're staying. Otherwise, they left earlier.
Hey, actually, at some places, they actually left. They just said, you know, everything's locked. Once you guys are gone.
Just close the door and it closes automatically behind us.
No,
right?
It wasn't the door. Remember when we were outside?
What was that? Oh, yeah. Okay,
so,
yeah.
So
we were outside already.
Everyone was gone. They're
that's true.
We're pretty much right by the parking lot.
That's true.
And they just said, if you need the lights, that's the switch. Just
turn it off.
Yeah.
That was
literally everyone left, and we're there still for another half hour.
That's true.
At least.
That's true. Yeah. So a lot of things that'll.
I don't think they were supposed to leave. Come to think of it, like, what if we set the place on fire? Yeah. Like, took something, right?
I know, right? So we're going to go back to the beginning of the topic, which is that BarkBox ad that I saw on Facebook, the Groupon thing, right? So the caveat here is it says starting at 600. So you never know. It could be just a ceremony, right? Or it just could be a genius marketing ploy just to get customers to reply. Yeah, and
exactly.
And it triggered DJ, so obviously it's gonna get customers' attention. by just, you know, that low price, right? So
yeah, but I think most people, once they hear their, you know, scammy ways, they'll be like, okay, well, you know what? We got the same prices somewhere else, and they'll just turn around and leave.
Well, the whole point of having the $600 is just to get their attention, to get them to reply.
So if they have something, the thing is, that's how sales works.
Yeah, exactly.
Once you get their attention, you better have something
else. You better have something else, yeah.
To keep them.
Exactly.
If everything is the same as everyone else, you have the same prices, you better have something special that nobody else has. Otherwise, they're going to say, okay, well, what's the difference? And just turn around and leave, right?
Yeah. But that's the whole point. When they reply to you, it is. But I understand what you're saying about trying to keep them and trying to sell it.
Right? Same thing with DJing. I mean, you can get a gig and be terrible, and then you'll never get booked again by that person.
Exactly.
Right?
So, exactly. So that's pretty much it. So I think we're good, bro.
I think we're good.
Yeah, that
was a good episode.
Yeah, it was good, man.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much for joining another episode of The Clever DJ. And till next time, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you guys soon.